This poem is called The Fir Tree. She is bald in the Amsterdam Hotel, dressed in a man's dress shirt and a burgundy bowler hat. "You can choose to dance a little," she says, not directly referencing her partner, Mr. D, 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 man of eternal mystery, or sometimes a masked woman, a starved child, who breaks a window for a piece of warm bread. I like that version best. The notion that death is the match girl, pressing her face to the window and the tree of lights that is life, her pinched lips, her translucent hands. When she comes quietly and with a kind of grace. My friend ticks off the latest indignities. One seizure, a rash in the mouth so caustic, warm milk tastes like Clorox. Swollen ankles, a touch of blindness. In the afternoon, my friend will wander the Rembrandt galleries, sepia candlelit world where a woman's flesh blooms like the blush on a pear, bruises as if in time lapse, no motion. What can we do but love how we are marked? Decorated like a fir tree with tall candles, beeswax, the dazed lights always jumping at any shift in the air.